about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a lot of you have been asking me over the weekend about this pill that can slow down aging. I guess scientists were able to increase mice's lifespan by 8.8%, and now all of us want the pill or the injection or the suppository. We'll talk about that, see if it's all a bunch of, hoopla, or if really this is something we could use. Then some of you guys are taking asthma medications, and some of these asthma medications could actually increase your chance of sleep apnea. We need to talk about that. We also need to talk about a new injection for osteoarthritis of the knee. I'm pretty excited about this. These Synvisc injections have been just groundbreaking in terms of, putting surgery off for many of us that have lost a lot of our cartilage. So we'll talk about the new shot. We're also going to talk about how bad marriages can kill you. They say apparently the stress from a marriage, it could, a bad marriage, okay? Remember, married men live longer than non-married men. If the marriage is a good marriage, if it's a bad marriage, you die. So we need to talk about that. Also, while our blood pressures are all up and, us stressed about that subject, I guess if we book our airline tickets 54 days exactly before departure, that's the best time to get the best deal. Whereas many of us have already booked our flights for the summer and now are kicking ourselves that we didn't know that the price actually goes down. We'll talk about this study. It's kind of an interesting one. So, we got tons of stories to talk today. As you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I had no idea it was the Oscars last night until I got home and I was trying to watch The Walking Dead. I guess The Walking Dead is back on and it's on Sundays. The Walking Dead, it hasn't really been that good this season. You know, it's just very, very bloody and they're trying to make it over dramatic. But, it was good. And then I guess the Oscars were going on. Now, one of the reasons why I don't usually watch the Oscars is because I don't usually get to see all the movies. I usually have to wait till they're cheaper and on cable because I can't keep affording to go to the movies and then buying Eats and taking off time off work because I work a lot. So I really haven't seen, even though I know a lot of these movies are good. I did see the Gravity movie. It was good. I mean, I didn't think it was supposed to win an Oscar. It was good. But once you kill off George Clooney in the movie, I was done. So for me, the movie ended after that. But apparently it did win Best Director. Alfonso Cuarón, he won Best Director. Best Picture was 12 Years a Slave. I have to see this one. This one I'm really excited about. Best Animated Feature. All my moms have been saying that their kids love the movie Frozen. My kids are now getting too old for Disney movies, although I don't think you could ever be too old for those. But everybody's saying Frozen was awesome. Best Live Action Short Film, Helium. I had no idea that existed. Best Visual Effects, Gravity. Best Film Editing, Gravity. Best Actor in a Leading Role, Matt McConaughey. Yeah, Matt McConaughey, this is an interesting one. He's somebody I've had a hard time watching. And even though I know he's a good actor, I just don't find him the heartthrob like everybody else does. I know he's a good actor and I know he's handsome, but I'm more the Michael Fassbender, Viggo Mortensen type. There's kind of a difference. But I get it. And I understand he could play a pretty good looking cowboy. But when I heard that he doesn't like to wear deodorant, this was a rumor that was circulating. I can't get that out of my mind. He's somebody that doesn't wear deodorant. Now, again, that could be false, but it's something that I think in the Kate Harris movie they were talking about. So that's that's a tough one for me. Kate Blanchett, Best Actress in a Leading Role. She won. Jared Leto, you've been seeing him now a lot. Best Actor in a Supporting Role. Best Actress in a Supporting Role, Lupita Nyong'o. She was in 12 Years a Slave. I hear she did amazing. You know, I don't see where I was even nominated in this list, but which is one reason why I kind of don't go to the Oscars, because, you know, when you're not nominated, you really don't get to go. And, you know, I kind of have a tough time, I should say, while we're all struggling with this whole, you know, recession and struggling, you know, to find coupons to go to JCPenney to buy our clothes, to see people in their real big, beautiful gowns and their beautiful makeup and their beautiful hair. I think it's nice. I like to look. I think, you know, Charlize Theron and Sandra Bullock, they looked beautiful. But am I the only one? I'm not jealous. I don't get jealous. So you aren't supposed to be jealous. I'm really not jealous of their lives. I love my life. But I really don't need to see somebody, I guess, having it a hell of a lot easier right now and then getting to flaunt it all over. I mean, is it just something where you just really don't care? I don't need to see, you know, money being flaunted like that. It just, I guess, bothers me a little bit. Good for them. They deserve the Oscars. The Oscars should exist. I think it's a phenomenal event. It's just not something I want to watch. I feel bad after watching it. I feel like I'm not pretty enough. I feel like I need to probably put down the Hostess cupcake, which I'm eating because I wasn't nominated. I feel like, I don't know, it's not that easy for me to watch. Then I guess they do this big selfie. So everybody gets to jump on a selfie, and everybody's looking all happy. Meanwhile, I'm sitting here freaking out about how we're going to pay our bills, because March 1 came on pretty quickly, right? You know, you have a short month in February. So I guess, you know, I'm happy for these people. I just don't want to sit there for 3 hours and watch. To me, it's a little painful. That's just me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, like I'm going to be excited about a dress I can't even purchase or can't even fit into. Come on. 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, we're going to talk about dogs and aggressive dogs. Apparently, there's a little bit of a warning teaching us how to spot an aggressive dog. Apparently, some of our kids are still getting beat up by these pit bulls. We've talked about some of the most aggressive dogs. Let's review it and how to spot somebody aggressive, like somebody who didn't make it to the Oscars and is upset. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollies for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry about that. When I went to speak at the Catholic group, they gave me a whole bunch of Hershey's Kisses to take with me. And so I was talking to my engineer about when I spoke at the Catholic group, called Catholic Charities, and they have a huge group where they have grandparents that volunteer and help with kids. So they gave me a whole bunch of little chocolatey Hershey's Kisses. You see what happens? See, it all comes back to the chocolate. Now, I tell you, I love the Catholics. Man, I am really loving the Catholics now. Anyway, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, now a study from Great Britain is saying that if a dog is going to be aggressive, we may need to blame the owner. They say a dog's breed is only one of many factors that influences capacity for aggression, all right, but also the owner. Now, I know some of you are like, well, duh, If you have an owner that beats the dog is going to be a lot more angry than an owner that gives the dog lots of little kisses and rub tummy and tickle legs and rub tushy and all the other stuff we do to doggies. No, but then again, you know, we do have some dogs that just, you know, have a screw loose. We really do. Okay, so anyway, they say a dog's breed is only one of the factors. This is a new study published recently in the Journal of Applied Animal Behavior Science. You know what? There's a journal for everything now. More, I guess, they also say clues to aggression could be the age of the owner, the training the dog has received, the place the dog was obtained, and the gender of the dog. Dogs that are aggressive in one situation may not be aggressive in other situations. So, like, for example, the dog may not really care that somebody's climbing into their backyard. They may not care, but when they're out on the sidewalk and they have a little bit more of a heightened sympathetic response, they may be more aggressive. So they say aggression is incredibly complex. They really don't want us to discriminate against certain dog breeds. Now, what they did is they found that many of the aggressive acts were more often towards family members. Nearly 7% of owners said their dog barked, lunged, growled, or actually bit unfamiliar people. 5% reported those aggressive behaviors when meeting people out while on walks. 3% of owners reported aggressive towards family members. Yeah, you always wonder, you know, when the in-laws come, why don't the dogs then bark then and try to scare them away? The results show that a majority of dogs were aggressive only in one of these three situations, not all of them. A dog that would lunge at a strange person on the street, not likely to lunge when a strange person approached their house. They say dogs owned by people younger than 25 were twice as likely to be aggressive than those owned by people over 40. The neutered male dogs were twice as likely to be more aggressive as neutered female dogs. Hey, if I was a dog and had that cut off, I'd be upset. But no difference between a neutered and non-neutered male. You know, a lot of people think, just like with my cat, you know, when they said, you know, if you have a male cat, make sure to neuter him because he'll be less aggressive. No, he isn't. He still jumps, you know, the other cats and animals and still tries to have sex with anything. And it's a cat, for crying out loud. Being neutered, I think, made him more aggressive because he was mad that he doesn't have his colonies anymore. They say dogs who attended puppy training classes were about 1.5 times less likely to be aggressive to strangers. Oh, I love the little puppy training classes. They're so cute. Dogs trained using punishment and negative reinforcement, this is a no-brainer, were twice as likely to be aggressive to strangers, 3 times as likely to be aggressive to family members. Of course, they don't want to be beat up. They're dogs, for crying out loud. Dogs obtained from animal rescue or other sources much more likely to be aggressive than those bought from a breeder. You know, we bought a dog from a rescue breeder and then we bought a dog from a rescue. And the dog from the rescue, she's not aggressive and bites, but she was a very fearful. When we went over to her, she cowered. And you know, we took her on and we gave her love and she doesn't cower anymore, but it took her a year or two to get over that cowering. So you know she must have been abused. Same thing with one of our cats. One of our cats we got at a shelter. She must have been abused before the shelter found these, you know, these animals, because she cowers more than the other. Now she runs around and she's like a little diva, but still she has more of that inclination. So, I mean, all of this makes sense. None of this is real new. They said leaving puppies with their litter until 8 weeks old seems to help. Taking them to puppy kindergarten classes before 16 weeks old helps them help. Engaging them in positive reinforcing training. Yeah, oh, it's a good doggy, you didn't bite mama, good doggy. No, that's not a good doggy. Yeah, so you have to, you know, and again, be careful, you know. So which breeds appear to be the most dangerous and most, it's interesting, depending on where you look, there's a variety of different lists. This was an interesting one. This is called list25.com. They have a lot of cool lists, right? This one is the 25 most dangerous dog breeds. Some of these I've never heard of, but I've seen them. Like the Tosa Inu. That comes in number 25. The Tosa Inu, am I pronouncing that right? They could be anywhere from 130 to 200 pounds, reach heights of about 30 inches, 32 inches. It used to be bred as a fighting dog. Some countries, apparently they're legally restricted. The Tosa Inu, if I pronounce that right. The American Bandoggy, I don't know. Cane Corso, Bull Terrier come number 22. The Rhodesian Ridgeback. These dogs are exquisite. Can I just say that, aggressive or not, they really are exquisite. And just the name, the Rhodesian Ridgeback, I mean, sexy. Dogo Argentino, that's a white, muscular dog, kind of looking bulldoggy-ish from Argentina. A Boer Boa, if you guys know, they're from South Africa. A Goldong, obviously they get upset after neutering, known as the Pakistani Bulldog. Again, more in the Bulldog family. The Basenji, I know I'm mispronouncing that because my husband uses the Basenji. It's a breeding dog, hunting dog. St. Bernards, you think St. Bernards are cool because they always walked around with a little alcohol? No, they get mad because the alcohol is all theirs. Very big, have Alps, known for their Alps rescue mission, and they were casted a lot in old Disney movies. American Bulldog comes in number 15. A Great Dane, again, absolutely exquisite. Number 14, Fila Brasileiro. Sorry, guys, about the pronunciation. Number 12 is the Perro de Brescia Canario. That's from, I think it's, is it Spain? I need to look it up. It's Spanish, obviously. Akita Inu, number 11. A Boxer comes in number 10. Any Wolf Hybrid comes in number 9. Chow Chows could be aggressive, number 8. Probably because they hate the name Chow Chow, because people always ask it to do the cha-cha, maybe, and they get upset. Doberman Pinschers, number 7, especially since people kind of mess with their ears. Apparently, they originated from Germany. And I guess in 1890, developed by Carl Friedrich Louis Doberman. Hence the name. Now, obviously, these dogs existed, but I guess the breed was identified then. I guess they've been used as guard dogs, police dogs. They don't have any pinchers like lobsters, so that is a misnomer. Okay, Doberman pinchers will not pinch you; they'll bite. Huskies, like the American Huskies, the Alaskan Malamutes, come in number 5. Very similar dogs, extremely gorgeous, but again, they are. I think they're a little wolfish, and so they could be more prone. No, I'm not a veterinarian. Hey, cut me some slack. Rottweiler comes in number 4. Rottweilers could be pretty aggressive. You know, Rottweilers, if you're going to get a Rottweiler, it's not because you want to cuddle with them and have them go sleep with you and get all cuddly in your bed, you know, and you guys all sleep and cuddle. No, a Rottweiler you usually use to keep people out. You know, so some people are like, I don't understand why people get these dogs. Well, they get these dogs for a reason. The problem is a little kid walks by the house if you don't have that dog chained. But I got to tell you, I mean, these dogs, they really protect your house. It's just, you got to make sure they protect, they don't go after the neighbors and your own kids. German Shepherd. I see a picture here of a German Shepherd. He looks like he's about to do a pee-pee. German Shepherd, again, from Germany. Very well known for helping the police. A lot of police like to use them in their canine units, but they do get very territorial and very aggressive. Okay, then you got the pit bull. These pit bulls are tough, okay? And a lot of pit bulls look like the in-laws. And you gotta be very, very careful because some of the kids, they accidentally go, Grandma! All right, so you gotta be careful. But pit bulls can be very aggressive. And then, according to this list, okay, I always thought pit bulls and some of the Malamutes would be up at the top. According to this list, the Caucasian Ovcharka, according to this one, they are apparently extremely assertive, and unless properly socialized and trained, they can exhibit ferocious and unmanageable tendencies. Since they do not accept people they don't know. Now, you know what always blows my mind is how my animals take to the veterinarian. They go to the veterinarian, and all of a sudden they just love the I don't know if these veterinarians spray themselves with something, but my cats, who would flee whenever they would see anybody, the veterinarian they love, blows my mind. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak. All all I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I want to move on to the story on this pill that could delay aging, improve health. But really quickly, somebody over the break wanted me to talk about dogs' mouths being cleaner than humans. And kissing the dog, that's untrue, okay? I mean, I don't know if they've actually swabbed bacteria in each of the mouths and actually did a bacterial count, but let me tell you right now, my dogs go into the kitty litter box and eat the cat's poo-poo. And I don't care how many bacteria my husband has in his mouth, I will not kiss the dog after he ate the cat poo-poo, but I'll kiss my husband. So, no, as far as I'm concerned, people saying the dog's mouth is clean, that is a complete bunch of bull crap. You know, the other thing, too, is when I was an ER doc, if anybody was bit by a dog and it broke the skin, I couldn't sew it up because you'd get an infection underneath. Dog bites are very, very infectious. So, you know, we irrigate the hell out of it, and then we give you antibiotics a lot of times, and we try to let it heal by secondary intention, but we don't close it up and trap bacteria. So this idea that you could kiss your dog, I mean, now, mind you, I know what you're thinking. Some people's mouths are in areas where, you know, cat poo-poo may be cleaner than human poo-poo. I get that, okay? But I know what my husband does, and I'm very confident that his mouth is free of feces. And so, trying to cut hairs or split hairs, I would say don't, all right? Just, if you're going to kiss the dog on top of the head. By the way, when you approach a head, you got to be very, very careful. When I approach a dog, I approach with my hand, palm up. Okay, when I approach a dog, that's how I was taught, not palm down because people think you're going to hit. I approach it lower, the hand lower than their face and their head, and I go up, and then the dog comes up to me, and then I could do little kisses under the neck, et cetera, and then I try to stay away. But when you pat a dog on a head, they will turn around and rip off your arm. You got to be very, very careful approaching the dog. With the cat, same thing. With the cat, I my hands have to be completely away. I approach the cat with my head, and then the cat comes up to me, and then I could go. It's what I learned with animals. I do. I get on the ground, and I go up to the little kitty cat, and I put my head down, and they go up to the head. They do a head bump, you know, like, dude. You know, it's like a slap with some fin, noggin, dude. And they did a little head bump, and then that was from Nemo. And then we can move on about our day. But, you know, a lot of animals, you know, when you pet them, we talked about petting animals. You may think you're petting them the way they like to be pet, okay? And because, you know, you're petting them like a human. And no, you got to be careful. You know, like, and also it really depends on the animal. Like, I have a cat. This cat is strange. This cat does not want to be touched by the head or the neck, but she wants you to rub her tushy, you know, and rub her tail. And so she does an about face and butt plants her butt in front of you to, you know, rub the back of her legs. Now, I don't want to rub a cat's tushy, especially after what she did. You know, she just went poo-poo. I don't want anything to do with that. Yet, our other cat, he'll lie on his back, looking like he wants to rub tummy. You go up to the tummy, you start to do tickle the tummy, and then he bites the crap out of you. So him, I just leave alone. I don't know what he wants. And then Sashi, who's the diva in the house, she just wants paparazzi and champagne. So, you know, a lot of these animals, they don't even want to be pet. The dogs, one of the dogs, he really wants to be pet near his groin. He's a very weird dog. He'll lie on his back. He'll have his legs in the air and all his junk. I mean, I got young kids in the house for crying out loud. And, you know, sometimes we have very religious people over and he's lying there showing everybody the world what he does. And when I rub, like I try to like go more towards the neck, he doesn't want the neck. He wants rub down there by his nipples and whatever. I'm like, I don't want to go there. So, you know, I would just, you know, I don't know what these animals need, to be honest. I'm kind of blown away. But definitely, no, don't be kissing them on the mouth, even though we all do. Little kisses! Okay, a pill that could slow aging. Apparently, there's this groundbreaking new study. A lot of these doctors, a lot of us doctors are going, huh? What, really? Really? It's supposed to hold the key to living longer and remaining healthy in old age. I saw this being reported in Mail Online. Researchers found a protein called SIRT1. And this SIRT1 extended the lifespan of mice, delaying the onset of age-related health problems. Now, what are age-related health problems? Diabetes, cholesterol, arthritis, etc. Now, of course, many of us are going, well, wait a second, there's a lot of difference between a human and a mouse, or a group of mice. So, researchers led by Dr. Rafael de Cabo of the National Institute on Aging, not in Cabo. I'm not actually sure where the National Institute of Aging is. I think that's in America. But he's Dr. Rafael de Cabo, meaning he's from Cabo, on aging at the National Institutes of Health tested the effects of the small molecule that activates the SIRT. Now, what's this molecule called? Write this down for your pop quiz. It's called SIRT-1720. That's right. They say, here we show for the first time that a synthetic SIRT activator extends lifespan and improves health span of mice fed a standard diet. Now, that's where they lost all of us. Standard diet. Okay, well, then we're screwed. So, it really won't even affect us because we all eat like crap. It illustrates that I know some of you guys that are vegetarian and vegan, I'm proud of you guys. I know I'm proud of you. You guys are eating right, but the rest of us, no, we're not eating that well. They say this illustrates, remember you got this this CERT 1 and this CERT 1720. They say it illustrates that we can develop molecules that ameliorate the burden of metabolic and chronic diseases associated with aging. Wait! They didn't ameliorate crap. All they did was extend it by ameliorate my foot. The researchers also found that the SRT-1720 significantly extended the average lifespan of mice by 8.8%. Whew. Supplementation also reduced body weight and body fat percentage. Okay, now I'm listening. And it improved muscle function and motor coordination throughout the animals' lives. I'm looking at these little mice. They're so cute, the little mouse. Now, a mouse you could do kissy-kissy with. Just don't get rabies. The investigators found, yeah, I never understood that when I was younger. I'd be watching Tom and Jerry. And now remember, I grew up in a family where the women were real battle axes. I mean, real, their voices were lower than the men in my family. So I'm watching these old cartoons and there'd be a mouse and the woman in the cartoon would go, ah, a mouse, and jump on a chair. And I'd look at my mom, mind you, I mean, we grew up in areas where there were scorpions and snake. Although I did see my mom run from a snake. That was kind of funny, see my mom run. But anyway, and I'm asking my mom, I go, what the hell? I don't understand why it's just a cute little mouse. She's like, well, mouses supposedly spread disease. And I'm like, but so do the, we got black widows. She's like, I know, women are different now. Yeah, because my mom was a real tough, she is still, she is one tough battle axe, broad. She's one of those. Yeah, she is just one tough cookie. All right, but anyway, yeah, they can carry disease, so please don't do kissy kissy mouse. Now, we're still not done. We still got more. I know this is fascinating. The investigators found that the SRT-70, I tell you, they really know how to take an exciting headline and bore it up. Found that the SRT-1720 supplementation led to decreases in total cholesterol and LDL cholesterol levels, which might help protect against heart disease and improvement in insulin sensitivity. Now, I know some of you are like, okay, well, screw the whole idea of, us living longer. Maybe we should invest in this, although don't invest today. I guess the whole Ukraine-Russia thing, the stock market's dropping. But although I know the best time to invest is when the stock market's low. I can't invest. I still have no money from the recessions. But for those of you who could invest, all the power to you. I like the idea of maybe we could use this to lower cholesterol, increase insulin sensitivity. I mean, I get that. This is cool. Okay, but look, the coolness doesn't end there. Apparently, SIRT1 has a sister protein, SIRT2. I'm not sure how sexy she is, but they are known to play roles in metabolism. So, yeah, pretty exciting. So, anyway, they gave the supplement from the age 6 months, end up living longer. Hallelujah. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Idea of unhappy marriages killing us. This is something that we've known for a long period of time, but we really don't talk about it, okay? When your marriage starts to have some problems, you don't talk about it, right? Because you don't want to make it worse. We like to kind of cover it up with dirt, right? Like the cats cover up their poo-poo with their little, with the litter, rocks and gravel. Just kind of try to cover it up, cover it up. Cover up the stench, okay? Even though you know that poo-poo's still there, you could still crawl over the piece of poo-poo. but you know that poo-poo's still there in the little potty box. Sometimes we, that's the same approach, good analogy, right, with a marriage that's going kind of bad. Bad things happen, just kind of cover it up, cover up the smell. As long as it doesn't smell, you don't think about it. And you sidestep. You sidestep the poo-poo in the poo-poo box, sidestep the dog poo-poo, you sidestep the problem in the marriage. And it's a good analogy, really it is. And for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. This study came out saying an unhappy marriage can cause stress to the point that it could kill you. Heart disease, etc. And I talk a lot about relationships on the show, not because I run out of material, but because I think it's important to. I do run out of material, but then I talk about something else. I talk about poo-poo. See, if I'm talking about relationships, that's some real, real good material there, okay? That's not a fluff piece. When I talk about relationships, it's because, maybe you guys deal with your blood pressure every day. Maybe some of you have to deal with your diabetes and your insulin shots every day. But most of us deal with relationships every day, either as a single, as dating, as a couple, as a married individual. And so it is very important. It's very pertinent. And it's very relevant. Now, this isn't groundbreaking news. Okay. Researchers think most cases of heart disease are preventable. So if you can identify risk factors to prevent heart disease, like stress, etc., you can maybe prevent heart attack. That's fine. That's fine. I get that. Okay. My dad died of a heart attack. Was his marriage to my mom a happy one? No, it was a very tumultuous one, but he overall felt happy. The one thing that we do see is couples, whether they're happy or not, somebody always seems to die. You can't go back and go, well, he died, so it must have been a bad marriage. All right. Did somebody die prematurely? You wonder. All right. But, here's my thing. Is a stressful marriage any more stressful than trying to run a medical office during Obamacare or, trying to get my ratings up from the bottom, 5,000 to the upper 4,999? Stress is stress. Okay. My son, I have two sons. One of them is freaking out about school. The other one, if I get a C, I get a C. The other one, he freaks out if he gets a 95% because he wanted to get a 99%. Now, you could tell which kid was me, the kid that freaks out about his grade. I was like that. My getting 95%, I was like, I don't get it. I don't get it. What did I do wrong? I want to do better. I always want to do better. I'm always very competitive. And my other son is like that. And I told him yesterday, now that I'm older and I have more wisdom, I'm like, don't sweat the little stuff. He's like, Mom, this isn't little stuff. And I knew what he was saying because that's how I felt. My parents would say the same thing. And I go, you don't understand. I have a report to do on Midsummer Night's Dream. You don't understand. That's important. And so I had to realize that I was going to lose him if I didn't engage him and realize how important that was. But, instead I talked about stomach lining and getting ulcers and stress and arteriosclerosis. And I think I confused the hell out of him that, he's going to probably leave me alone with his problems for a little while. But I want to be there for him. I'm his mom. But I see that. He makes his own stress. Okay, he could be in a perfectly comfortable situation. He's going to find something to stress about, just like me. I always had to work three jobs. Always. I don't understand. Why? What? Throughout school, did I really have to? Yeah, I did. Yeah, I took it upon myself to put my brother through college. I took it upon myself to support myself and to help my family and to do this and to do this. I thrive like that. I should be busy enough running a medical practice. Why am I doing a national radio show? Why am I taking on a campaign to raise thousands of dollars for kids with cancer? Because I love it. So for me, stress is my fuel. So I dig it all. Okay, but what about for those of you that really don't need the stress, or you guys are getting hit with stress that you don't really need to be? Well, first of all, if you're in a marriage that is bad, okay, you really need to just stop, step aside, okay? It doesn't mean you have, just because you're thinking about it or processing it, doesn't mean you're starting to go down a road that you can't turn back from, okay? I'm not saying everybody has to leave their marriage, but what I do suggest you do is just stop for a second and look at the situation. I always think whenever you tackle a problem, you need to do that, okay? Like with the huddle in football, okay? Come up with a game plan. Take a look. Okay, you may have to do that individually, and then you may have to include your spouse. So first of all, go, okay, what's going on? Okay, first, it looks, write it all down if you have to. Okay. I can't write it down. My wife will find it. Well, then fine. Use code. Okay. So you write it all down. Go. Okay. Well, it looks like, you know, we fight more than we are nice to each other. We don't want to spend time with each other anymore. We don't have sex anymore. We prefer being away from each other. I think I'm out of love with her. Or I'm out of love with him. Okay, these are things, and again, nobody wants to go there. You immediately put up a mental block because you don't want to go to that level and identify it, but you can't turn around and fix the problem if you don't identify that you're deep in the problem. Just like with Alcoholics Anonymous, and you know, once you realize you're an alcoholic, you're already halfway to cure. Same thing. Once you realize the marriage is in trouble, and you don't have to say, I'm not in love, or I don't love, you could say, I think that's what's happening, okay? That's a lot easier to tackle. So now, you have all the problems laid out, okay? Well, I urge marriage therapists all the time. And I probably would urge, if you don't think you're ready to bring in the spouse and you don't know how to bring in the spouse, talk to the marriage therapist alone and say, how do I do this? Because I don't know if she's going to run, flee, get mad. What's the best way to approach it? Okay? And then if you're like, no, I don't want a marriage therapist. I don't want my dirty laundry being aired out there. I want to sit down with the wife. Well, then again, you go for the little easy stuff first. Okay? Okay? So don't bring up the sex part yet. Sit down, talk, and go, you know, look, let's sit down, talk. Let's just have a talk. I don't want to talk to you because it always turns into a fight. I promise I'm not going to turn into a fight. Let's just have a talk. You know, 20 years ago we had a talk. Let's just sit down and talk. Okay? All right, now, I want us to get along better. I notice we just don't seem to get along as much. What would work for us to get along? You know, maybe she has these underlying resentments. Maybe she thinks you're cheating on her. Maybe she's not in love with you. I mean, you know, you guys are going to have the talk. It's better than living a lie and just covering up the stench. All right? You need to have the talk. You know, well, because I don't like what you have to say. No, that's good. That's good. Why? Is it because I always bring up work and you don't like me talking about work? Is it because I really don't ask about you or ask about your day? You know, what is it? And if you and I can't do this, should we get a therapist to kind of help us figure that out? Because I want to come home and love being home, and I want you to love that I'm here, and I want it to be a happier, more positive environment. Oh, that sounds corny. It sounds like you're listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Fine, I won't listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anymore. Promise me that. I promise. So, you know, you guys could come up with, although I wouldn't choose that, but you guys could definitely come up with little baby steps, and you don't have to fix your marriage by the weekend or by tax season. But what if you guys do a baby step and say, look, how would you like to, okay, once a month, go on a date like we used to, okay, and not go to the typical, no, you know, we're not going to go to Denny's like we usually do, okay? You get to pick the night that you want, okay, one day this month, and then the next month, I get to pick the date, okay? You know, something that simple. Now, if she turns around and says, it's really over, it's done, okay, well then, you know, again, don't call it quits, still try to get her to therapy, but you know. But this idea of living with the stress, it's not healthy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.